What is good, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smores back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smores Show. As always, go follow me on social media. My handle is at @BIGGIE_SMORES. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there. You can go like our page on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheBiggieSmores Show. This week, more of the same, man. We're gonna take it back to the roots. We're gonna talk a lot about sneakers. First off, we're gonna talk just a little bit about some football. My Bears played the Vikings, as anybody who listens knows that that's a big game for me because I have a large group of friends who are Vikings fans. So that game means a lot to me, and we kicked the shit out of the Vikings, and it was awesome. But at the same time, if you want to know the truth, I was nervous that whole entire game. Nervous going into the fourth quarter. We're up 16, and then Minnesota put that drive together, that real fast. It was like a 92-yard drive to score their touchdown there, and I honestly got nervous. Also, one funny note from the game for me, it was on that drive. I think it was a play or two before they scored that touchdown. Kirk threw a fade to the left corner of the end zone, and I don't remember who the receiver was, so I apologize for that. But he caught it when he was out of bounds. And when he caught that, I started cheering because the Bears wore their throwback jerseys, which were white, in Soldier Field. So in my head, I'm seeing the guy in the dark jersey catch the ball, and I'm like, wait a minute, we just picked it off. But no. That wasn't the case. I forgot we were in our white jerseys at home. It's also a fun fact that it's also the very first time in the history of obviously either organization that the Vikings have worn purple in Soldier Field. Overall, it was a good game. I was real, real happy with that defense. Honestly, our offense even played good. Well, I should say our offense played pretty decent. With Chase Daniels coming up off the bench. Yeah, it's a weird thing, but, being a Bears fan, not really having a franchise QB my whole life, it's a pretty safe thing to say that if our quarterback gets injured and our backup comes in, our backup's going to start off pretty hot. It happened with Caleb Haney. It happened with Kyle Orton back in the day. There's another guy that I don't remember who it was now. There was another Bears quarterback that came in after an injury, and Josh McGowan. It's a weird thing, but it's true. And Chase Daniels is a guy who I really, really like a lot. I respect him a lot. He knows he's a backup, but that guy works hard. That guy works hard in the video room. Always studying. I mean, he's a super, super smart guy. I love having him on the team and having him there to help coach Mitch. Let's really, really hope that Mitch can get better, get through this injury. Honestly, I was really confused when he went down because I didn't see anything at first. I think that's how most people were. But then when they showed that replay and how his arm got torqued up and caught up on the field, and, you know, but yeah, then, and that play I was just screaming on too, because it was one of those, it's one of those bad Mitch plays, man. It's one of those bad plays that Mitch will make. Anyway, I don't want to talk too much about football. The Lions got screwed, if you ask me. Everybody, you know, once again, if you've listened to the show, you'll know. I grew up in a Lions house. Both my parents are Lions fans. I'm a Bears fan. Long story. You can catch up on that one in the first episode, I believe. Anyway, so the Lions got screwed out of that Chiefs game. Green Bay lost in Philadelphia, which was amazing. Aaron Rodgers threw an interception to end the game, which was amazing. I mean, granted, that pick is not on Aaron. But, you know, when it hits you in the breadbasket and bounces out, man, damn. But the one thing that I really did want to talk about in this podcast, your boy got duped. So, what I think it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. You guys may have noticed I posted a video on my Facebook page of my fire red Jordan 4s from 2006 with Mars Blackman on them. That is a shoe that I have a deep, deep affinity for. I have a deep connection with that shoe. Granted, I have owned that pair of shoes for just over 2 years, I think. But I've only worn it two, maybe three times. So I made that video, and as I'm, like, after I was done making the video, I already posted it and everything. I'm sitting there and I'm kind of looking at the shoe, and, you know, the tongue tags just don't look right on them. So I take a couple pictures, I send them over to my boy, and he's like, yeah, he's like, I think they're Fugazi. And so I still got to do a little bit of looking up and stuff. I really don't want it to be true. All the signs point to the fact that I got duped, man. And the more ironic thing about it was, it's either Thursday night or Friday night. My boy was stopped in at my work, and we were bullshitting. I was talking about how he brought up the Flint 13s coming back. My boy Austin Seymour, shout out to him. He brought up the Flint 13s coming back, and he was telling me how he had a fake pair back in the day. And I was like, man, I've been really lucky. I don't think I've ever been took before. Well, pretty sure I have this time. Things have been kind of busy and crazy, and, you know, life is life, you know. but I haven't had a ton of time to sit down and kind of look it up. And I mean, I know there's a lot of quality control things, so that could just be that. It could just be me up in my head. I don't know. But I'm going to do a little bit more research. And then, you know, after I kind of notice the tag, I'm looking at the back tabs, and those ones just have the Jumpman on them. Then I'm like, man, his leg looks funky, but I don't necessarily know if it's that or if it's just... Because the funny thing is the box on him looks legit. The dude that I bought him from, I got him on eBay. The dude that I bought him from was actually super cool. Like, he sent me an email himself, like... when he was buying it and stuff, or when I was buying it, really super cool guy, was nice. Had mentioned that this is, and I know y'all are gonna think I'm stupid, and this is the one thing that should have triggered it in my head, but he was like, I took the tags off on the inside because they rub my feet funny. But the thing is, like, if you know those, if you know how they did the tags in them, they're on the side of the shoe, not like in the tongue or in like a weird spot where it would rub, unless you're wearing them barefoot, which he said he didn't. So they don't have tags on the inside, so I can't necessarily like check the tag. We're gonna have to check a few other things though. I'll keep you guys posted on that though. But man, let me tell you, it was when I'm sitting there looking at it and I'm starting to question it, man, it was like the worst gut punch feeling. Like I felt like I got punched in the gut. Like I felt like somebody came in and kicked my dog. It was not good. But if they do end up being fake, I'm just gonna use them for beaters, honestly. Use them to mow the lawn, do shit like that. Cause, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that doesn't matter to me. I might actually, what I might do is I might donate them. I might take them down. One of the local shops has a Souls for Souls box. I might take them down there and throw them in there. Anyway, let's kick it over. We'll hit you with that Midwestern Gentleman cut, like we always do, because them boys are awesome. Art of the Gentleman event went great. I talked to Andy last week, man. He said the event went great. It was awesome. He loved it. He's looking forward to doing some more events in the future here. So stay tuned for that. But we'll hit you with that cut, and then we're going to get into some more sneaker talk. Visit MidwesternGentleman.com to discover what it means to live the Great Lakes good life. Whether it's diving into the Detroit hip hop scene, profiling up and coming distilleries, or just sharing stories of artists throughout the Great Lakes area, MidwesternGentleman.com brings it all to life for you. Visit the .com and search for them on your favorite social media platform. Midwestern Gentleman, live the Great Lakes good life. Alright guys, let's get up on a little bit of new releases, a little bit of sneaker news, all that type of stuff that we always do here at the Biggie Smalls Show. First off, this one actually made me feel really, really dumb. So last week I talked to you guys about the Hospital Blue Yeezys. Yeah, it took me until I got this notification from StockX on the release date. I'm sorry, I don't remember what day it was now. But it took me until I got that notification to figure out why they were called Hospital Blue. It's because they're like the exact same color as scrubs. Man, actually, should have picked them up because the retailer I work for, our uniforms are that color. But I don't really fuck with Yeezys like that, so. Anyway, in other Adidas news, we have a Sam Smith Gore-Tex that's dropping this Saturday, October 5th, 120. It's that classic white-green colorway, Gore-Tex upper. They look pretty classic, but you like they look like the classic Stan Smith, except for like when you look at them, you can just tell something's different. Like you can tell that upper's different than just like regular white leather. I really like them. I think it's a dope looking shoe. Like I said, they drop in October 5th. You're looking at $120 on them. Nike's got a bunch of stuff that we're looking at. And we have the Air Adapt BB in a multicolor. These shoes, I love the colorway. Honestly, if you're a wrestling guy, you'll get this. If you're not, you might understand. But they immediately reminded me of Kofi Kingston. Kofi is the WWE's kind of resident sneakerhead. He's worn a lot of sneakers out there. He won his first world championship back at WrestleMania this year. I think it's 34. And he rocked him in some custom, I know I'm going to say his name wrong, Mosh. Everybody knows Mosh. He does custom stuff for everybody. Stefan Diggs for the Vikes. He's a big Viking. Mosh is a big Vikings fan. But he does a shit ton of custom stuff. But Kofi was wearing some custom Aerodat BBs for WrestleMania. And he won them in that. And actually, when I was scrolling through my IG this morning here, Kofi had posted a video of him with these multicolor Aerodaps. And it, like I said, the second I saw him, it just made me think Kofi Kingston. They have a, like I said, it's that multicolor upper. It's kind of like a base with a black, and then there's blue, red, orange, and yellow, kind of like, I don't really know how to describe it really, which I know makes probably doesn't make for the best podcast, but it has all these colors just kind of, you know, mixed into there. There's like a grid, pattern on the heel. It's just like a white and black. Like I said, I think the shoe is super fresh. You're looking at October 4th release. 350 is going to be retail. In other news, which is really, really big to some folks, the Nike is bringing back the Air Max LeBron 7. Now, I don't necessarily know. I'm pretty sure that it was actually called the Air Max. I got a pair in my closet. But anyway, they're bringing back the LeBron 7 in the red carpet colorway, which I'm not really all that excited about it. But with that being said, the LeBron 7 is one of my favorite shoes ever. The 7s and 8s are up there as one of my favorite shoes ever. I absolutely love them both. They're both so comfortable. So I do like seeing them come back. Like I said, though, just that red carpet colorway isn't really one that does it for me. But like I said, that's just me. It is confirmed they're coming back. They're dropping October 29th, but there is no official price on it. I would probably say you're probably looking 180, 200, somewhere in there, though. When they originally released 2009, right? Yeah, it was 2009. When they originally released, they were 160. So I'm sure you're going to see a price jump. And then the 17s, which I'm going to talk about in a second here. The 17s are retailing for 200. So I would assume they're going to bump it up, and it'll be somewhere in between like that 180. It'll be like 180, 190, 200, somewhere in that range. Another shoe that has some LeBron connections, the Uninterrupted Air Force One that we had talked about last week, having the preview with the more than just an athlete. That was actually unveiled, the whole shoe. It's got a white upper, and then it has like a 3M swoosh with the heel area, like the heel, the back tab, everything is actually like it's a 3M reflective, but it's almost like an off-white in color 3M. It's got a blue lining on it, along with blue laces, blue outsole, and the midsole stitching on the, like where the midsole connects to the upper. That's all blue as well. I think it's a really clean looking shoe. The heel tag on the left shoe says "I am more than," and then on the right shoe it has like the uninterrupted circle. It says uninterrupted in a circle. That's one of their logos. Like I said, I think the shoe is actually really dope. The one thing I don't like about it, and I don't like how they've done, like, I honestly haven't liked this on any Air Force One. Sorry, there's a really loud car driving by right now. Like I said, I haven't liked this on any Air Force One. They have like the little kind of wrap like it's right above the midsole. It's like a little like nylon wrap on it, and throughout it says "I am uninterrupted." Like I said, that's I'm not feeling that. I don't like the way that it looks on the Forces. I think it breaks up the classic silhouette. I don't feel it myself, but hey, that's some people's thing. Even with that being said, though, I do think this is a really dope shoe, and I would like to have it. With that being said, release date's October 10th, and retail is going to be $130. We talked about the all white Air Force One WTR Gore-Texes last week. Well, they unveiled the triple black colorway. I can't say that the shoe has necessarily grown on me, but I can tell you I think the shoe looks a whole lot better in that triple black than it did all white. And also, side note, I've been listening to the Sneaker History podcast a lot lately. Shout out to them boys at Nick Ingvall. And the other guys who I don't know their Instagram handles off the top of my head. But they were talking about the stigma around all black Air Force Ones lately. But at the same time, like the all white Air Force One has a weird resurgence. And like even me, like living where I live, where like sneakers aren't a big thing. I mean, I do live in a college town, so there is a lot of college kids. When I'm at work, I see at least one pair of all white Air Force Ones every day. At least one pair. And actually, the dude had a really dope clean pair of all white high tops on the other day. I find that weird. I don't know. I just think it's a little weird that all of a sudden all white Air Force Ones are coming back. I mean, dude, summertime, there ain't no fresher look in my opinion. I don't care what anybody says. That'll never change to me, man. Summertime, you gotta have a pair of all white Forces. Highs, lows, mids, it don't matter, but you gotta have some all white uptowns. And then the LeBron 17, which dropped on the 3rd, October 3rd, in that first black-white colorway that we've seen, has what they're calling the Knitposite Upper. If you go watch at Wear Testers on YouTube, Nightwing 2023, I think is his handle. But anyway, go watch Nightwing's review of it. He really breaks that down. From what he's saying is that, you know, the Knitposite name is pretty much just a gimmick. There's nothing really foamposite about the Knitposite. But watch his review. Like I said, it gives everything in detail about these shoes. I'm going to kind of spit over it real fast here, though. They have an Air Max cushion in the heel, Zoom in the forefoot. That Air Max unit that's in the heel is like a C unit, like what you see on the Air Max 270s. But the shoe looks comfortable, and honestly, it's like the exact same silhouette as the LeBron 8. I mean, it's almost identical. It's kind of surprising. And then, like I said, it has that Air Max C unit in the back, and then a huge 4 foot Zoom unit, which it's kind of surprising that they're going away from what they did with the last two models, the 15 and the 16, basically, you know, having the same outsole and all that, same cushioning. But I think it's a really dope shoe. Like I said, it drops October 3rd. Retails $200 on them. Let's move over to Jordan brand now. We finally got our first look at the Jordan 12 Dark Gray. I think it's actually a really dope shoe. There's something about 12s. Like, I don't know. There are very few bad 12s to me. There's very, very few, bad-looking Jordan 12s to me. This has a white upper with, that dark gray, mudguard, I guess you call it, dark gray outsole, and then it's got, red on, like, the Jumpman on the tongue and the 2-3 that goes down the tongue. And then on that pull tab, you know, where it says engineered for the greatest player to ever play the game or whatever it is that it says. I can't think of it off the top of my head. It also has a red Jumpman on it. From the sounds of things, from what we know here, they're dropping December 21st. You're looking at $190. There is a Air Jordan 4 Court Purple that is confirmed for next year, although we haven't seen any official images of them. There is some concept that's been going around that I hope is actually what the shoe looks like, because it's fresh as fuck. They're saying April 20th, or I'm sorry, not April 20th, they're saying April of 2020. But no official date, and everybody's thinking 190 retail. And then we have a Air Jordan 1, black, they're calling it black satin. It's an all black upper that's all satin, with a, oh, I'm sorry. It is an all-black upper that's all satin with red hints, like your Jumpman on the tongue. Or, I'm sorry, not Jumpman. This is an OG. So, the Nike Air on the tongue. It's got a stitched-on wings logo that is red as well. White midsole, black outsole. It's a really clean looking shoe. I do honestly really like the satin on it. I think that the satin makes that shoe. Because honestly, it's hard to go wrong with that, because to me, even if you have just like an all black leather Air Jordan 1, it's still, it would still be dope as long as they're using quality leathers on it. That is one of the things that, Jordan Brand has been pretty good about with the ones we have seen with the, at least with the OG ones, is we have seen good quality on them. So, yeah, this shoe... Sorry, I got lost in my notes. I do that a lot. This shoe, you're looking at January 18th. So probably be one of the first big drops of the new year. $170, which Jordan has said that they're going up to on most Jordan 1s for next year. So we'll see about that. And then also just a release date reminder, those Air Jordan 9 Gym Reds. Which is a fire shoe, man. It's a fire shoe. I know I mentioned it before. It's a lot like some Darius Mile PEs from back in the day. Really, really dope shoe. That is dropping this weekend, October 5th, for 190 bones. That's all I kind of got for like the sneaker news and notes and stuff for this week. We're going to... kick it to the outro here. Guys, I know I say it at the beginning and the end of every single episode, but please go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. Please go follow me. Give me feedback on the podcast, man. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Give me suggestions. Everything helps. Every little bit helps. I'm doing this for the people, man. So let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't. Let me know if you want to be on an episode. I might let you come on. I don't know. You guys, thank you for always listening. Thank you for always supporting. Thank you for the people that do give me feedback. I truly, truly appreciate it. It means the world to me. Thank you so much, guys. Now back to the pod. And that's it for this week's episode, guys. As always, thank you guys so very much for listening. I appreciate it. It means the world to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at B-I-G-G-I-E underscore S-M-O-R-E-S. Thank you guys so much. The input you guys give me is amazing. It's great. I love it. A couple quick shout-outs before we go here. Like I've done in the last few podcasts here, shout-out to that boy Big Billy Billimackie. Shout out to my bro, Jordan J Money. Shout out Noogie, if you're listening. I know you're busy with, you know, doctor school and all that, but shout out to my boy. Also shout out to my boy Biggie. Miggy, that's Miggy, not Biggie. Miggy, my boy. Megans. Cool dude. Like him. Maybe I'll have him on the pod one of these days. We'll see what he agrees to. But like I said, guys, thank you guys for listening. As always, man, smile. Have a good day. Things can only get better. Like, be positive. Have a good outlook. You'll be amazed how much just, like, being positive changes everything. And I know that at times it's difficult, you know, like things just keep happening, keep having strings of bad luck. You know, I said that's that it's all in how you look at stuff though, you know. We're going, you know, this past year's been rough on us. We're going through it. We're coming out though. You know, at the end of the day, that's what it is, man. We're coming out of it all. If you're going through some stuff, man, talk to somebody. You got to talk. You got to get this stuff out, man. You can't just bottle it up and suppress it. There's a few cats that I hope listen, that I hope really take that from me because it's genuine. You know, I don't ever want to hear that somebody went and hurt themselves or even worse because they were having a hard time, because they were struggling with stuff, man. Like I said, man, life is tough, but life is beautiful. There's so many beautiful things, you know. I'm very, very, I'm not a religious guy, but I would honestly say that my life is blessed. I have an amazing, amazing wife who, I don't know how she does it. She works a full-time job and does wedding planning on the sides. Her whole summer has pretty much been booked all through, you know. She works her ass off, and I love her so very much, and I appreciate all that so very, very much. I have two beautiful, amazing boys. My older boy might be a pain in the ass sometimes because, you know, he's starting to get to that point. He's 9. But, man, the life is beautiful. Life is amazing. Don't ever forget it. Don't take it for granted. Just keep working. Like I said, if you're in a bad spot, you know, it will get better. It will. You gotta want it, though. You gotta work, and you gotta want it, and you gotta push yourself through it. Not that I'm a motivational speaker or anything, but for real, man, like, things will get better. They will. Keep grinding, keep hustling. But like I said, smile. Be nice. Be kind, care. have empathy, understand that when, you know, a lot of times when people, when you see people in public and people are freaking out in public and doing this and doing that, and a lot of times just because they're having a bad day, don't let it get to you. With that being said, guys, just, like I said, be happy, smile, don't take things for granted. Empathy. I push empathy. Try and understand people. Try and put yourself in their shoes. Sorry, I kind of rambled on about positivity and all that. But as always, though, before I go, I'm going to say it one more time. Please go follow me on social media. Please go like the Facebook page. It's at Biggie S'mores. That's at B-I-G-G-I-E underscore S-M-O-R-E-S. And then our Facebook page is facebook.com/TheBiggieS'mores Show. Please like us, follow us, give me, rate us, review us on iTunes and whatnot. Give me feedback and let me know how I'm doing. Let me know how I can improve. Like I said, I appreciate you guys who have reached out and have told me things. Send me requests, things like that. But, like I said, though, guys, have a great day. Have a great week. Smile. I love you. All of you. Everybody who's listening. All of you. Have a great day. Peace. And much love to you.